Now, a dictation for Charles Stoll, S-T-U-L-L, September 25, 52. Addresses a letter to Brian, B-R-I-A-N, tweets, T-H-W-A-I-T-E-S, to 915348. Dear Mr. Twaits, follow-up for Mr. Stoll, who has biopsy proven membranous nephropathy with positive serology for PLA2R, comes accompanied with wife to the office, prior treatment with cyclophosphamide prednisone, and then Rituxan, which was done late September, early October. That's already 6 months ago. He feels great. He is doing for his radiculopathy and pain on the lower extremity some stretching exercises, the inverted table for a few minutes, and that's helpful. The nice anti-inflammatory agents. He overall feels really well, enjoying life. No vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, some foaminess, no cloudiness of blood. Presently, no edema, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, no orthopnea, PMD. Medication list review. Remains on Bactric as a prophylaxis for infection, pneumonia. Anticoagulated with Eliquis, blood pressure, losartan, Demadex, Norvas. We were forced to decrease losartan because some instability of the creatinine. The right-sided breast biopsy shows benign adipose tissue. Blood pressure at home in the 110s, 120s over 50s and 60s. Weight is stable around 204 plus minus 2. He brought some VA numbers. Next paragraph, blood pressure 130-66 on the left-sided. Alert to the intestine 3, attentive. No respiratory distress, no skin mucosal abnormalities. No gross lymph node enlargement, respiratory cardiovascular within normal limits, no ascites, tendon, and masses, mild decreased hearing, no neurological deficits. Next paragraph, at the VA, creatinine was 3.8, later on, locally, 3.5, and he is being slowly progressive and fluctuating over the last year and a half. A 24-hour urine collection, 3.5 grams, comparing to 22 grams at the very beginning. Normal sodium potassium, mild metabolic acidosis. Normal calcium albumin. Minor increased phosphorus 4.5. Low platelet 148, anemia 9.2, MCV of 88, low normal white blood cell. With low lymphocytes, likely from this Rituxan. Urine shows protein but no blood. Ferritin normal at 213, normal B12, normal vitamin D, minor increased uric acid at 7.4. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4. Next number, membranous nephropathy, biopsy proving, as well as positive serology for PLA2R. Next number, status post immunosuppressants. First 6 months of cyclophosphamide prednisone, then Rituxan. Now he is 6 months after that. We discuss the next step. We could dose every 6 months Rituxan, maintenance for 2 years. Always concerned for side effects, including infection. We could watch it, the behavior over time, and retreat it if evidence of recurrence. We could check serology for PLA2R as a marker of potential impending recurrence. We discussed the meaning of advanced renal failure. There is no indication for dialysis. He has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. He has still nephrotic range proteinuria, but below the range of thromboembolism. We decided to go medical treatment only without aggressive immunosuppressants. As he is already 6 months post-treatment, I want to stop the Bactrim. Blood pressure appears to be well controlled. We will keep a low level of ARB losartan. He needs treatment for anemia. We're going to give him RNS 100, probably in a monthly basis. Chemistry is in a regular base. Come back on the next 3-4 months or early as needed. Monitor for recurrence of nephrotic syndrome. He started at 22 grams. However, by definition, he will consider less than partial response, as it still is above 3.5 grams. End of dictation.